Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone in India's defense capabilities has just been achieved with the commissioning of its third nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarine, a development that places India in an exclusive group of nations with continuous at-sea nuclear deterrence capabilities. First, let's delve into the details of this achievement. The INS Aridhman, commissioned at Vishakhapatnam, is India's most capable undersea deterrent, boosting 7,000 tons and fitted with 8 vertical launch tubes, which doubles the capacity of its predecessor, INS Arihant. What makes this significant is that with 3 SSBNs operational simultaneously, India can now maintain continuous at-sea nuclear deterrence, a capability held by only 5 other nations. Remember this number, 3 SSBNs, as it signifies a crucial milestone in India's strategic defense posture. Now, let us turn to another significant event. India observed the 63rd National Maritime Day with the theme, Maritime India, Empowering Progress. The day marks the voyage of SS Loyalty, India's first ocean-going steamship, which set sail on 5th April 1919. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the national celebrations, highlighting the importance of maritime trade and navigation in India's economic and strategic development. Note this carefully, the theme of the celebration, as it underscores the government's focus on empowering maritime progress. Building on this, the Union Ministry of Environment has notified the Solid Waste Management Rules 2026, effective 1st April. Crucially, these rules introduce mandatory 4-stream waste segregation, extended producer responsibility, a centralized digital tracking portal, and environmental compensation under the polluter pays principle. Bulk waste generators, those producing more than 100 kilograms of waste per day, will face new on-site processing requirements. What does this mean for India's waste management strategies? It signifies a significant shift towards more efficient and environmentally responsible waste handling practices. And here is something that surprises many students, the inaugural Khelo India Tribal Games 2026 concluded in Chhattisgarh, with Karnataka emerging as the overall champion, winning 23 gold, 8 silver, and 7 bronze medals. The games showcased indigenous sports alongside mainstream events, spotlighting India's tribal sporting talent. So, what exactly changed with these games? They marked an important step in recognizing and promoting the sporting abilities of India's tribal communities. Moving on to the world of sports, Bangladesh defeated India 4-3 on penalties in the final of the SAFF Mains U20 Championship at the National Stadium, Maldives. This is Bangladesh's maiden SAFF U20 title and marks a significant step in South Asian football outside the traditional India-Pakistan-Nepal axis. But why does this matter? It indicates a shift in the regional football landscape, with Bangladesh emerging as a new contender. Now, let us look at the world of aviation. Singapore Changi Airport retained the top spot at the Skytrax World Airport Awards, followed by Incheon International Airport in South Korea and Tokyo Haneda Airport in Japan. The top 5 airports are all from Asia. Note this, no Indian airport featured in the global top 20. What does this mean for India's airport infrastructure? It highlights the need for improvement in terms of quality and service to compete with global standards. With that background in place, let us look at the achievements of Tripura's panchayats. 3 Panchayati Raj institutions from Tripura won at the National Panchayat Awards ceremony, Sepahijala District Panchayat, Kanchanberi Gram Panchayat, and Bakuntapur Gram Panchayat. These awards were given under the Deen Dayal Upadhyay Panchayat Satat Vikas Puraskar, with prizes including 5 crore rupees, 1 crore rupees, and 50 lakh rupees. Remember these numbers, as they signify the recognition of Tripura's panchayats for their outstanding performance. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Union Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, that is the MOI FCC, designated the Bhavsagra Referral Center of CMLRE, the Center for Marine Living Resources and Ecology, as India's national repository for deep sea fauna. This center will preserve DNA data, biological samples, and voucher specimens from deep sea expeditions, which is critical for documenting India's deep ocean biodiversity under the National Deep Sea Mission. The government also announced a temporary waiver of basic customs duty on approximately 40 petrochemical products until 30th June 2026. The move aims to reduce input costs for downstream industries and stabilize supply chains, with an estimated fiscal impact of around 1,800 crore rupees revenue loss over the three-month window. What does this mean for India's petrochemical industry? It signifies an effort to provide relief and support to the sector. Furthermore, the Ministry of Defence signed a contract worth 1,950 crore rupees with Bharat Electronics Limited, BEL, for two mountain radars with associated equipment for the Indian Air Force under the highest priority indigenous procurement category, known as MEKAI. The radars are designed for high-altitude surveillance in mountainous terrain. Note this contract value, as it highlights the government's commitment to enhancing India's defence capabilities through indigenous procurement. In conclusion, these developments underscore India's growing capabilities in defence, environmental management, and sports, as well as its commitment to empowering progress in various sectors. As India continues to navigate the complexities of the global landscape, these advancements will play a crucial role in shaping its strategic position and developmental trajectory.